It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, October 9th. I'm Patricia Naft. An open records request shows that Robert Thomas, former chief of police of the city of Delta, faced allegations of misuse of police databases. Thomas was put on administrative leave late August and announced his retirement a month later. The Daily Sentinel requested information about the departure, and it shows that the city and Thomas agreed that he would not be investigated over any complaints. The agreement between Thomas and the city also specified what could be said about his departure, preventing anyone with the city to talk about details of his departure. A district judge ruled that the records should be made public because of the taxpayers' interest in how public funds are spent. Thomas was given a severance package of $50,000. The health insurance provider Colorado Health Op is in danger after the federal government announced a drastic reduction in payments. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
One of the cornerstones of the Affordable Care Act was that insurance companies couldn't turn down people for pre-existing conditions. No one knew how many people were out there desperately needing to use their insurance. So the Department of Health and Human Services set up a few programs to protect against a sudden surge of risk. Each insurance company would pay in money, and those insurance companies who had a lot of claims from higher-risk customers would get some payout back from the government. Tracy Boyle with Colorado Health Op says that didn't happen.
The recent announcement by the Department of Health and Human Services basically said that they weren't going to pay out all of the risk corridor payments to the companies that were owed money. Now, one of the reasons is they didn't collect as much money as they thought they would. So from an accounting perspective, Colorado Health Op and other insurers were counting on this money to basically go to our reserves and the reserves that are required to run a successful insurance plan.
She says financially, the insurance company is doing all right, but they were depending on this payout. They've been looking for private investors or possible further payouts, but there is a possibility that the insurance company won't survive.
That is a possibility. We're not planning on that possibility. We still intend to sell plans 2016 and move forward.
Colorado Health Op has customers across the state, including the Western Slope. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Over the summer, Delta County Memorial Hospital ended its partnership with the North Fork Clinics. The relationship lasted for a little over a year. The hospital took over managing the clinics in Paonia and Hotchkiss. After the hospital announced it was returning management to two physicians who previously owned the clinics, the facility in Hotchkiss closed and one of the physicians left. These changes left the North Fork Valley with only one physician. However, the hospital is now planning to open its own clinic in the area. KVNF's Laura Palmisano sat down with hospital CEO Jason Kleckler to discuss these changes.
Jason, the hospital pulled out of the North Fork, but now it's coming back. What was behind that decision?
I'm not sure I'm going to answer a question about the North Fork.
Okay. You're planning to open your own clinic in the North Fork Valley in November, according to a press release, but you did have a partnership with the clinics in the North Fork before that. Why has the hospital decided to open its own clinic in Hotchkiss?
So there's been some changes in the healthcare delivery system in the North Fork Valley. And due to the recent changes, there is not a primary care clinic in Hotchkiss. And we feel very strongly about making sure that the residents of the North Fork Valley have access to health care. And so we've decided to go into Hotchkiss, open up a primary care clinic. And truly what our goal is to supplement the health care that already exists there. And that includes the clinic in Paonia as well as the clinic out in Crawford.
So why didn't it work out with the partnership that was already in place?
I'm not sure that I want to focus on that right now. I feel that right now what we want to talk about is the clinics that we have opening up in Delta as well as the one in Hotchkiss. I'm not going to address anything that's happened in the past with the other clinics.
All right. Why did the hospital close its clinic in Olathe last month?
We have not necessarily closed that clinic. What we've decided to do is to move that clinic into Delta. What we found is Dr. Ochoa, as he's been in Olathe, probably somewhere around 85% of his patients are from Delta. And so we wanted to move to Delta and expand his services. So he will start, actually started this week in the city of Delta, and we've added a nurse practitioner as well to provide greater access for patients. So what we found is it just made sense to, instead of people commuting to him in Olathe, for him to come here and shorten people's commute and hopefully increase their access.
When we did an interview at the beginning of this year, we talked about how the hospital expanded in 2014. It opened in urgent care and it had new partnerships with clinics in the North Fork. This year it's changed around a little bit. It's pulled out of the North Fork and it's moving a clinic from Olathe to Delta. Why are these changes happening?
A lot of these changes are to restructure so that we can provide better access to high quality care. And I will say we have not pulled out of the North Fork. We are still in the North Fork and we're there to supplement the healthcare that exists. The restructuring is a very positive move. These are things that we are doing in order to improve access, improve the quality of care, and really make things more accessible to the residents of the County of Delta.
So looking ahead into 2016, what are some of the changes the hospital might look to make? Are you going to look for other partnerships, expand further, or just focus on what you're building now?
A little bit of both. I think we want to make sure that we get the clinic in Hotchkiss running the way that we want it to. We want the transition with Dr. Ochoa back to Delta to go smoothly. We want to continue to build up our clinics to eventually create a patient-centered medical home for our patients. But also looking beyond just us here in Delta. And we are very focused on collaborating on a regional level with other facilities, which would include, you know, Montrose, Gunnison, facilities in Grand Junction. And truly what our goal would be is the more we all work together, the stronger we're all going to be. And the ultimate goal is truly to make sure that we have high quality healthcare and access throughout the entire region.
This new clinic in Hotchkiss, the hospital is planning to open. When will that happen and what kind of services will be available to individuals there?
We are focused on opening up the first week in November, and it is going to be staffed with one primary care physician and one nurse practitioner. And the services will really be based around primary care. But we also have physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy there in that office. We've had those services for many years, and hopefully those two will complement each other.
That was Delta County Memorial Hospital CEO Jason Kleckler speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomasano. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.